to Authentic with Moms. I'm Jacqueline.
And I'm Sajatha. And nothing's off limits and we keep it real.
These allergies are really bothering me. Do you have allergies?
I do, but I don't have it right now.
I don't know. I've been sneezing and like my nose is a little stuffy.
I do. It's a little red right there.
My nose? My nose? Oh my gosh. So, 43. I'm 43 now.
Happy birthday, Jacqueline.
Yes. Yes. We celebrated our birthdays. My birthday.
Yes, your birthday. We celebrated 2 days. We celebrated this weekend.
Yeah. So it was, I'm actually good. I'm actually like so happy that it was like just so low key. And
that's how I usually like it, with just your close girlfriends. Yeah. And just, you know, mm-hmm.
like no one has to, well, they cleaned up their house for the fight, but it's always fun hosting because you can invite however many people you want, right?
Yeah. Like,
but then you always have to have stuff clean. And
yes.
It's always like an event.
It is. Even if you think your house is clean, it's never clean enough.
And even if like you're always still worried about like, okay, does anyone need more drinks or, mm-hmm. you know, is the food okay? Or I don't know. It's just something. So I was so just glad to have a few people at brunch at a restaurant because like we don't have to do anything but order.
Yes.
You know,
and everything's being served to you. You're just chilling back and enjoying. You can actually enjoy the conversations without thinking or worrying about anything else.
Like you're just, oh, there. I have to put this in the oven or just anything, you know,
it was just relaxing. And the weather was so perfect. We sat on the brunch, except I was a little chilly.
Yeah.
But I got a blanket. Yeah.
No, it was so much fun. I always like brunch. But the fucked up part was that the first place we were at, they did not have any more. But most, they didn't have any champagne.
And I'm like, it's brunch. It's a day before Sunday. Yeah. You would think that's what everyone comes in for.
Yeah.
Like, and I mean,
part of the reason I picked that place is because they had like carafe specials.
Yeah.
And he was like, well, we had this big block party yesterday. And I'm like, I don't give a fuck. Like, someone go to the store. You cannot host a Sunday brunch and have zero bottles available.
And this is not your first time. So, you know, exactly. You had a big block party. You got to like replenish all those things.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Put the order in, whatever it is, right?
Yep.
It was just.
And then I didn't even notice, but the second bottle was like half used.
I know. And I was like, you are not charging me for this bottle. Like, you could pour it, but we are not paying for this.
I'm surprised you said that. I was like, wait, what's going on?
Yeah, because I was like, first of all, like, I was personally upset that they didn't have any, but also like, okay, I'm sorry, you guys. I picked a place that doesn't have any fucking mimosas.
I don't think anybody was affected.
I know, but I was,
yeah,
right?
I know.
Like,
I know.
You know, that's what they should have done when we sat down, was like, hey, before you sit down, before you get comfortable, just want to let you know that we have run out of anything champagne. And then I would have been like, well, fuck this, and gone somewhere else.
That's true. And there's a lot of options down there, too, though.
You could have walked
somewhere else. Yeah. But the food was good. Those crab nachos were one of the best that I've ever had.
They're really good. That was really good. Everything else was like,
it was okay.
It was okay.
Did you get the fish tacos also?
I did.
Yeah, that didn't go well with my stomach.
Yeah, the tummy bubbles.
I did.
Actually, mine has started to go away. I haven't gotten any test results or anything yet. But.
Okay, hold on. We're going from one thing. Okay, hold on. So we know that you want to say like you've been having
diarrhea
for like 3+ weeks and it's going away.
It's going away.
Yay.
Okay, so I don't know. Okay, it could be a combination of things, right? Like my stress level has been receding because, you know, the more time that passes, Breslin's getting better and healing better. The only thing that's still kind of dangling is like my dad's memorial that's coming up this weekend. Mm-hmm. But other than that, and it also could be the antibiotics that is helping it reduce. But does that mean like I don't have Crohn's or IBS if like don't have an antibiotic is doing the trick?
Yeah. Crohn's is an autoimmune.
So no, it wouldn't have helped.
I don't think so. And you, from the experiences of my friends who've got diagnosed with Crohn's, like they're very like anemic because none of the food is being like absorbed.
Uh-huh.
The nutrients aren't because it's just coming down, but also like going down. And also like their stomach looks like it's like so bloated. You look like you're like 4 months pregnant. So you can tell that there's something just very uncomfortable there.
Okay.
So it's, I'm not saying, but I have a feeling.
Okay. What
it's
about,
not
do you
for
know
sure.
anyone with IBS?
Yes.
Now, what does that look like?
Bob had IBS also. Do you know what it stands for?
Irritable bowel syndrome?
Yeah. I don't think you have IBS either.
Girl, I was hitting up the potty like a lot before like this week. Like as soon as I would eat, I could feel it already start like rumbling in my tummy.
Oh, you could feel it right when you would eat something. Yeah. But, like you eat two times a day or whatever. So you had to go every time after you ate something.
But even if I like went to go pee in the middle of whatever, like the day, it would still come.
Okay. But not so much. Just a little bit would come out.
Yeah. But then I felt like after I was done and I'd sit there for a while, like I felt like, okay, maybe I got to go again. You
got
know?
It. Yeah.
Like maybe I need to sit back down.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like so I feel like know. I wasn't finished. Yeah.
So how long have you been on the antibiotics now?
Monday.
So three days?
3 days.
Okay.
And it's helped.
And it's helping. Okay.
Uh-huh.
So maybe it's like a bacterial thing.
Maybe. Hopefully.
I've never. The only person that I know that have had diarrhea for a long time is, I don't know why, but probiotics caused it for her, so she stopped taking probiotics.
Oh.
I know.
That sucks.
I know. So she stopped taking probiotics, and then it went away. But she had it off and on for almost a year.
Oh, God.
And she's,
she didn't try to get answers?
Because she thought it was... But the way it was happening, she said she wasn't very lethargic.
Uh-huh.
Because it wasn't like... It was just that supplement that was doing it. Do you see what I'm saying? But she also started another medication thinking this is just an adjustment period for a whole year. And then she's like...
Oh, my God.
Then
for
she's
a
like,
year?
Let me just stop taking... Because I told her, I was like, I don't think having diarrhea for a year is good for you.
Something I was over here thinking 3 weeks. That was extremely long for going to seek medical advice. But you're talking about someone who had it for a year.
Yeah.
I feel pretty damn good.
Yeah, you should. You'll
I'm
be fine.
I'm proud of myself. Because, you know, I never really get sick.
I know. And then you start Googling. You started doing
darker
Google.
I was going down a rabbit hole, which I always say to other people, don't ever do that. But I couldn't help it.
I'm telling you, that's all. Then you'll start seeing every ad for like diarrhea.
I know. And then I was like, oh, I want to be on one of those commercials. Like, do you have Crohn's? And I never even knew what it was until like I looked it up and I was like, oh, that's what Crohn's disease is. I just thought it was something like you were in pain. I don't know. Mm-mm, like your body's in pain.
No. And I don't think I don't know, but if antibiotics is working, I don't know what kind of antibiotics. Do you know what it was?
No. I mean, I have it, but I just, I can't even think right now.
Well, I'm glad it's getting better.
Me too.
And you're not having any more tummy bubbles. I mean, you went on a walk today and I ran into you.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a short walk. It was such a nice day. The weather here, because it's just, it's not no longer April.
It's May.
It's just very unpredictable.
It's actually
weather.
Cool. This is usually not this cool in May.
But it's also been raining a lot.
No. The grass is greener.
I had to trim my bushes.
When you say that. I'm automatically thinking.
Oh, they were just overgrown. I did like pretty much because I have this electrolysis, this laser removal thing that I got for Christmas, and I am so bad at this, right? I always want these things that like you have to read instructions for, and learn how to use it. And so mm-hmm. it takes me forever to like even open the box. So like literally the box, all I did recently was just take it out of the box and put it in the bag it comes with to hold all the parts. So while I was sick, I was like, oh, or whatever. I like prep. So you have to like shave.
Mm, yeah.
You have to shave it before you do it on do your laser. Skin. Right. Yeah. And so I actually shaved all my bush, like zero hair. And then mm-hmm. as I did that, I was like, oh, damn, I didn't really mean to do that because I want to leave a strip.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want it all bald.
Mm-hmm.
But I wasn't thinking right. And I went ahead and shaved the whole thing, right?
Uh-huh.
It didn't matter because I didn't use a thing or I didn't even have sex because I was so just having bad diarrhea.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like, I didn't want to have sex either. So I, like, basically shaved my fucking thing for nothing. And then it just came
nice
out.
And breathable
like,
now, right?
Just, like, itched as it came out back out of crew. That really sucks.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. Just that little period, like
yeah, yes. It's like a couple of days where it's like itchy. Yeah,
I have one
imagine
of those. Laser.
If we went around fucking scratching our hoo ha, like
just like
the guys
do.
Scratch their balls.
They don't care.
But it's gross.
It is so gross.
Like at the end of the night, just like watching TV in bed, and you're just like, and it makes a noise because the hair down there is thick. So you're like, and I'm just like looking, and like for 10 minutes, I'm like. How is your balls like? Do you even know what you're doing? Is it like twirling your hair,
oh.
and you're just like that's how like you just don't even think about it, and then they try to touch your face like
oh,
your face.
Mm-mm.
But what if we like sat there for 10 minutes just scratching our fucking vagina?
They wouldn't care. They would not care. They'd be okay with it. They'd be like, put it on my face. Like put it in my face. That's,
what if we just walked around like if we were at the mall and I just started like just fucking scratching my camel toe all, you know, it's a double standard.
It is. Men get away with a lot
because like they think like, wow, you must have like some kind of sexual
disease or something,
right?
Yeah.
And guys can itch all day and nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of, do you check to see if you see camel toe?
Yeah. Yes.
And what do you do if you do?
Okay. So with panties or no panties?
Both. I mean, I usually don't wear panties with mine, but.
I only don't wear panties with mine if I'm going to do like yoga or something like that.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But if I do see camel toe, I usually put like change my underwear
mm-hmm.
because if I wear like thicker cotton, not thicker cotton, but if I wear like cotton underwear that's a little bit stronger,
mm-hmm.
It won't do it. But if I wear those like invisible that mm-hmm. are really thin,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
those will, if I see camel toe, it probably is because I'm wearing those.
So I usually don't like, I guess when I wear my leggings, I don't like put it all the way up.
You're talking about your butt or your front?
My front.
Okay.
But like, the other day I was like, you know, when I'm doing my yoga moves, like there's still a little bit of room that I can pull my leggings up, right?
Uh-huh.
In the morning. I was like, I'm going to pull them all the way up so they stay all the way up because usually I don't pull it all the way. And so I was like, I did that. I was like, oh.
Camel toe?
Camel toe.
In your face?
It's like, oh, shoot. That's why I don't pull it all the
way
up. I pull it
you didn't feel it?
I can feel like I don't like that.
I don't like it either.
But I was like, when I'm doing the yoga moves, I'm like, it's still sagging a little
bit.
Yeah,
so it's going to. You always have to adjust. It's just because you're doing different positions and stuff.
But yeah, I was like, I'll just leave it sagging.
And that's why I don't wear a thong or any. But do you wear underwear? Or
I don't wear anything.
I know, but like if you're not working out, if you're wearing leggings, do you wear panties or a thong?
Panties.
Mm-hmm.
But they're like the,
you're like invisible.
The skin one. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay, so I only wear thongs, right? But when I stopped wearing them when I was doing yoga because they just go in your fucking lips. Your vagina lips.
So you became like me, like free.
Now I know. Now I understand. It depends on what you're doing.
Yeah.
It depends on what you're doing. Because then you're like readjusting it and it's so uncomfortable.
Oh yeah, you don't want to worry about that.
No. So yes. So this is why also like I wouldn't even consider buying leggings off of like Facebook Marketplace or something because y'all people wear with no fucking panties. And I'm not about that. Like I will wear like I'll probably buy a shirt from people, but not leggings where it's like up close and personal. Mm-hmm. You know it's going on there.
Sports bras. It's hard for me to like think about how much sweat.
Yeah. Like that's like intimate stuff.
Yeah.
That and now really that I intimate. Think about leggings. And the other thing like I don't understand is how people can sell like shoes. And I've seen many a shoes on Facebook Marketplace that have like it has your like toe marks, your mm-hmm. footbed marks. And to me I'm like you clearly were sweating and clearly like,
ew.
Why would I fucking want to wear those shoes? And first of all,
but they don't matter.
Why are you selling shoes for $5 like that have your freaking toe print on them? Just give them away.
If you see Birkenstocks with the toe marks, people will buy them for more than $5.
That's disgusting with to them me.
Two toe marks, I guarantee you.
That's so gross to me. That's so gross to me. Ew, because you know it's just a hotbed for just...
Mm-hmm. It's already indented. The toes are already made. You can put your toes in. Y'all, it's a late night.
I know.
And we're
okay,
so
let's talk about Mother's Day.
Yep, it's coming up.
So what do you like to do for Mother's Day? What do y'all do for Mother's Day? Because your mom is around. And I have two questions, right?
Yeah.
When does it stop being... You celebrate your mother when you're a mother, and when does it start only being about you celebrating your own day?
I think we just change it like during the day, like maybe in the morning or like the afternoon, it'll be about, you know, me and the kids and the family will go out, and then in the evening, we'll go with my mom.
Okay.
But we've done it before where we celebrate the day before with my mom or vice versa.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, she's very low key. So she's just like, if you don't even say anything, she won't say anything.
Yeah.
But you want to do more for people who just don't ask for much. My mom doesn't ask for anything at all.
Yeah. But what about the moms who like forget that also their grown kids are moms and still want it to be about who get upset if like they don't get stuff? Like your time has passed. Woman, you know what I mean? Like, you shouldn't expect, if you get it, fine, but you should no longer expect it because now your kids have kids and they need to be the ones now that are celebrated. You know what I mean? Like, they're the moms. They're in the thick of it. They're the moms.
They are in the thick of it. But, like, I'm trying to think of myself. Like, I still think that, like, going and, like, later on, if I get older, I would.
But
like
you're also
kids.
Local, so
yes,
your mom lives here.
My it's mom easier. Lives here, but I'm just trying to think of my kids. I would love it if they actually make time for me for Mother's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Later on, I know they're in the thick of everything, but I'm still their mom.
But maybe it could be like a different day.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Okay, because okay I know some people who get their feelings hurt, and I'm like, listen. Linda, it's not all about you anymore. Like, yes, you get the phone call, but like, it's like your kids are not traveling to see you because now your kids have their own kids.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like their day now.
Right.
It's like though their wife's day now or like
yes,
the daughter's day now because they're the mom.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
That's there. Yes. That's very hard though. That can be a very like sensitive and touchy situation. Mm-hmm.
But things change, you know, like traditions change. I just feel like that's all about change.
So would dynamic. You be okay like later on in life that when Donovan's with his wife and kids, you would be okay that, you know, would you want a phone call at least on Mother's Day or would you not mind if you already have like another day set?
Oh, if I had another day set. I mean, it like I know people forget. I forget, right? You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Even if it's just a text. That's fine. You know what I mean? And I wouldn't be, I would want him to celebrate his wife or the mom of their children. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And if it's like, hey, mom, you know, happy Mother's Day. We love you. Perfect. You know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah. But we were just talking about this, right? Like when the kids are little, because I still have little kids, I want a mom day off.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes. Like, what is your mom day off?
Yes. Like, when the kids are older, like 18, 19, 20, like, then I want them with me because I don't have to do anything. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to, like, wipe a butt.
But, like, what do you, like, do you not want to do any housework? You don't want to deal with them? Do you want to be, like, out and about or...
And like, I don't want to do anything that requires me to clean anything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I would also just love not to do anything.
Okay.
Like, you know, I can lay in bed all day. I could love being in bed all day.
Okay.
And just like, hey, mom, just want to check on you. Perfect. I'm great. Thanks. Can you close the door?
Mm-hmm.
You know, bring me lunch,
mm-hmm.
in the, like, bring it to me and then go back and leave.
Like if you're yeah. sick.
Yeah. You're like if I'm sick, like COVID all over, like COVID quarantine in my room.
Yep. Yep.
You know what I mean? Watch yep. any show I want. You know what? I'm done watching the show. I'm gonna take a nap again. You know?
Okay. That sounds fun. That sounds relaxing, not fun.
That's what I'm saying. I just want to like relax, like mom day off. But of course, I say that. And you, as long as the mom is in the house, one scream, you're already like, you can feel it in your back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? One cry and you're like.
Yes.
Or like you can hear like your husband's get frustrated and you're like, oh, do I need to go out there? You know what I mean?
Yes, you're just like. I feel, I can't even relax now.
I know you feel so guilty. It's like, honey, go relax. Go take a nap. I'm like, you don't understand. When you hear something that remotely sounds like a kid's voice, like you cannot relax. The other thing I thought that would be cool is like, for each time someone says mom on Mother's Day, you get like $10 and then you get to spend that on anything you want. Like, oh, that's like your Mother's idea. Day gift. Right?
That's a great idea.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What do you like?
I don't know. I just like a low, like good food.
Like you guys like to go out for brunch or lunch or something like that?
I don't have it where it's like brunch, lunch. I just don't want to make anything in the house or do anything.
Okay.
So like usually by the time we get out, it's like brunch or lunchtime. And so I just like to go somewhere where it's the thought out, like good food. We already mm-hmm. know the food is good. And then just kind of do whatever I want to do. Just whatever I want to do. If I want to go shop, they'll take me shopping, whatever.
Okay, but like you don't go by yourself.
Mm-mm.
You're with all the kids.
I'm okay. with the kids. And sometimes I'm like, okay, I'm just going to go hang out with my mom, sister, and the kids. Yeah, I'm not. It'd be nice. But at the same time, I'm just like, my kids are grown. So like, I actually like hanging out with them. That's what Bob's like. She's, yeah, I like hanging out with the kids. Like, I want the kids to be, I want to feel special.
Uh-huh.
Like, I want to feel loved. I want those sweet cards that they make on their own. And that's meaningful to me. I don't know. I look forward to that.
No, I like all that stuff, too.
But, I want it from the heart. I don't want them just, okay, let me just go do something.
Well, of course. Of course. Look, y'all. Like, I would love... a day for myself. I also love my kids.
Oh, I'd love a day to myself too.
But I also just would love to, you know, do nothing without feeling guilty about
it. That's the thing.
Because that would be the day that I would not feel guilty about it. Because any other day, even during the week when everyone's at school and let's just say by chance I have nothing to do, I would still feel guilty doing nothing.
Right.
All day. Like, on purpose, as just to be.
But is that you feeling guilty? But like nobody else is making you feel guilty.
I know, because there's other things that I should or could be doing, but on Mother's Day, it's like, baby, you just do whatever you want that day.
Yes.
And if I wanted to do nothing, I like,
I don't think the guys know how to control the whole household to make you feel. I'm just saying, like, the guys are like, get frazzled so fast. Like,
I know.
And then you can hear it, something going. You can hear something brewing.
And I know. What if we did like a mom swap, right? Like, I came to your house because those kids crying aren't going to affect me. And you go to my house and you hang out in my bedroom because they're not your kids. They don't really hit the same.
That's actually a good.
You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't hit you in the shoulders like when you hear another your kids cry.
Right.
Like a mom swap.
No, that would be a great idea. Yeah, that would be so awesome.
Yeah. And then it would be almost better, right? Because then you can Uber Eats and Chelsea be like, Sujata, your food's here by the door. You know, there would be no inclination to like open the door and like see how you're doing. And like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. That's right? A good idea. We should do.
I totally think that that would be great. Dude, that would be amazing.
Oh, yeah. Bob would be like, shoot. You know what he'll do? I'm going to go play video games also. You're on your own. The kids are going to just do whatever they need to. Hey, Rhea. Get yourself some breakfast, lunch, and
okay,
dinner.
But then if we did that, right?
Yeah.
You know we would have to prep for that day. We would have to, like, leave food available.
Plan for that. Hey, can you make sure by this time the kids have eaten?
Yeah.
Simple things, yes. Wash their clothes. Fold their clothes.
Because it's a Sunday, right? And so that's usually, like, prep day for school, too.
Yep.
I don't know. I think they should move it to Saturdays. Because as a mom, you still got to get shit ready for the week.
Oh,
no
yeah.
No matter what.
And even if you do decide that, all that is going to be going in your mind. It's going to be going through your mind.
Exactly.
Oh, shoot. That means if I don't do it today, I'm going to have to do it the next day. And it's going to be like a lot more work.
Yeah. Versus if it was on a Saturday, it doesn't matter. You know what I mean? Like, you could just take your time because the next day is fine. You can get like everything. You can get your life together.
I told Bob I'm going to go out for dinner. We're going to go out for dinner on Saturday. And we're going to continue doing whatever I want on Sunday.
So you're parlaying to Saturday night into all day Sunday?
I've been trying. I've been wanting to try a couple of restaurants. I'm like, let's all just dress up and go.
As a family?
Mm-hmm.
See, you're at that age where like...
I don't think I can even Friday. What am I talking about? It'll just be me and Bob going on Friday or Saturday.
Okay. I don't know. I won't be here. And Chaz is leaving on Mother's Day. So these are all my dreams that I'm saying out loud. And I know it's not going to happen because Chaz is leaving the country on that day. So let's just be honest. I'm going to be momming it up all day. What I probably will do is put them all to sleep very early.
There you go.
And take a nice bath, bring a bottle of wine. And, yeah, I mean, that is kind of like the only thing that I can do.
That's good. Do it for yourself.
Oh, I know. But like, I'm only going to get that time. I have to mommy on Mother's Day, which is what I did not want to do.
Well, you know what? It's just one.
He owes me.
Yeah, he owes you. That's what I was going to say. You can do it the following weekend.
Yeah.
You're going to have to be out anyways in Houston. So.
No.
On Friday and Saturday, you come back Sunday, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to be tired anyways.
Well, I mean, I'm not going there. We're only going there for the memorial. So I'm actually not going to see anybody.
Oh, you're not.
I'm not going to do anything. Yeah. Yeah. It's just going to be kind of like staying at my mom's house and seeing my brother and sister and their family. But I'm not planning anything. And I got to head up, you know, get out of there really early on Sunday. So, and it really sucks because I you know, since I was going to be there, I wanted to do something with my mom. But I'm going to have to leave like at 7:30 in the morning. And you know, I'm not a morning person, so I cannot do anything at night.
Oh, no, that's early. Mm-hmm. But he has a plan. Okay. Yeah. I don't know. I would like to know what other moms do. I'm just, I kind of like don't want, my biggest thing that day is like, hey, nobody like fight and argue.
Yeah.
Which is usually my kids that were like.
Pick up after yourself.
Yes. And like actually care and like really try to make sure like, yes, I'm like type A where I do not want any dishes. Like make sure the dishwasher is empty and there's nothing in the sink.
Yeah.
And someone get groceries this time. So I think Bob always gets groceries, but I will make sure. But the thing is, I have to tell him what I want.
Girl, just order Instacart and just have it.
No. Like, I'm saying this is what I want. This is what I want you to
yes.
do.
Oh, yes. So you have to
kind of tell them. So.
Of course. You have to leave hints.
And so I think I may just take my mom for dinner. But then, you know, if we all go out for dinner and have a good time, the kids want to come too.
No.
And then Bob gets to stay back and play video games.
So what the heck?
So I'm like, wait. That doesn't make any sense.
How did this become something for you? Yeah, no, I don't like that idea at all.
I'm like, here, these are all my honey-do list. There you go. Keep doing all of this. But yes, I would like to know what other moms do. Y'all should let us know. Which
I think it really depends on how old your kids are. If you have little kids, okay, I'm not talking about your first kid, right? Your first kid, little kid, you want to spend Mother's Day. But I'm talking about a seasoned mom with like two or three littles, you know, one you still have to like, I gotta go potty and wipe butt. Like you just want to not
do that. But I also think like it's also exciting because your kids are younger and they also want to hang out with their mom on Mother's Day. Do not give me this dirty look. You're like, punchy.
It's what I want. I know they do and I know I will, but like deep down I just want to just be left alone.
Well, Chaz is obviously going to make it up to you whenever he comes back, so don't worry about it. Don't think about it.
But the only time I can be left alone and not look like a mean mom is if, like, I literally go somewhere else.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Because they're going to be like, mom's here, but she doesn't want us to bother her. Right?
And they're going to make you feel real bad.
Exactly. And you know, Laura, I want to see mom. And Chaz is like, she doesn't want to see you. The only way I can get away with that is if, like, I
leave the house and come over here.
go to your spare bedroom or go somewhere all day where, like, that there's not even, like, a thought of, like, going and seeing mom.
Hey, we have a guest bedroom on the other side. And there's a TV in there. You get yourself whatever food you want. I got some Indian food, whatever you want.
I think that may sound like a plan.
I know.
Yeah, I think that could work.
And watch all the movies you want, girl.
And you know, I also have a bedroom for you, too. We have a guest room.
That's true. In between both of your kids.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
In between both of your kids.
This
all
is
three
why
of your kids. I'm
sometimes
in between.
Moms, like, literally just side. To, like, check out and have a moment of peace. Not even in their bedroom because they can still hear. They go to the car and just sit in the fucking car because it's silence.
That's a lot of moms do appreciate that.
I do. Yes.
I remember I had just graduated from college and I had my first job. And there was all these women there. I was the youngest one there. And then this mom that worked right next to my office, she would be like coming in. She's like super happy. She goes, yeah. I was like, how long is your commute? She's like, it's about 45 minutes to an hour. I was like, what? She goes, no, I love it. I was like, oh my gosh, I barely drive 10 minutes. And I'm like,
oh my gosh.
And she's like, an hour I go. She goes, that is my time. That's my time all by myself.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and I didn't get it. And
yeah, you're like, God, she's such a bitch.
Yes, that's what I thought. I was like, what kind of mom is she? I was judging her.
Yeah, goes, and now got, you know.
She goes, I've got like, I think she had a toddler, one child at this time. And she's like, that is my peaceful, relaxing moment. And all I'm thinking is this lady's crazy. She's driving in traffic all the way from, I don't know where she's coming in from. And she's saying this is her like time. And she comes in so happy.
See?
But then when she's about to go home, she's like,
oh my gosh.
She's so Oh my gosh, I still remember that. And I'm like, I judged her so much. Now I'm
and
like,
now you know.
Like, yeah, that time in the car, you really appreciate. Yeah. I mean, you're.
And even like eating in the car because like they're so nosy. Like, what are you eating? Or like when you don't want to talk to anybody else, you just want time for yourself. Not even chit chat with like your work colleagues. You just take your food and just eat it in the car. It's glorious. It's just so glorious.
Do you have one of those little trays?
I do. That attached to your steering wheel.
It has like a Chick-fil-A sauce and a little compartment there. And like, yeah.
Oh, no.
I always see that. And I'm like,
oh my God.
I mean, I eat in my car, but I don't have
I know. That. I know. I eat in my car a lot. Especially, I mean, we drive all the time. We're like our kids' personal Ubers and we don't get any tips and we'd get like,
but let us know what y'all do for let Mother's us know Day.
If you think that the age of your kids make a difference in what you want to do for Mother's Day and how you get celebrated. Well, cool. Don't forget to follow us on our Instagram, Authentically Moms. Rate us wherever you're listening to this and keep spreading the word. We appreciate you guys. And remember, you do you. See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.